It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
It is tea time. Shaquille O'Neal just announcing he's going to donate all proceeds from his Super Bowl event to the families of the helicopter crash. So it's really cool. He has his annual Super Bowl Funhouse event. And the victims of the crash that were in the helicopter along with Kobe and his beautiful daughter, Gigi, he's going to be donating all proceeds. He thought about canceling the event. He's like, nope, because of Kobe, he would want me to push through and celebrate life, and I'm going to donate everything that we make to the unfortunate victims of this. Also, Vanessa Bryant has changed her Instagram from private to public with a beautiful tribute to her late husband and her daughter, Gianna. Also, she made her first public statement saying, my girls and I want to thank the millions of people who've shown support and love during this horrific time. Thank you for all the prayers. We definitely need them. We're completely devastated, of course, by the loss of my adoring husband, Kobe, and the amazing father of our children, and my beautiful, sweet daughter, Gianna, loving, thoughtful, and wonderful daughter, an amazing sister to Natalia, Bianca, and Capri. So it's really great to hear from Vanessa. Obviously, we cannot imagine. Moving on to Hailey Bieber. Okay, bless her heart. I feel like there's haters all around. She took to Instagram to post a picture, and trolls are all over the place roasting her because she's got a crooked and scary pinky finger.
I try my best just to be myself, but I feel just awkward.
Okay, so she says, hey, back off. It's actually a genetic disorder that her pinky fingers are crooked.
I think it's kind of cool, and I'm being dead serious, like to pick your nose, for example. It's like at the perfect angle. Like, let that, the last on them. They can't do what you can do, Hailey.
But people are hating. I mean, I don't know. A lot of girls, like when she has her, like her nails are on point and fleek, and then she's got her obviously ginormous diamond from Biebs. But of course, then everyone's got to pick her apart and be like, oh, your pinkies are crooked and scary looking. So whatever. I think she's doing fine. I can't imagine the amount of hate, though, she gets. Just because people are jelly, of course. Also, a lot of people jealous of Zac Efron. Oh, I forgot how sexy he is. I was just watching a million videos. He has a new girlfriend.
Like, that's all I really want in life. I just want to, like, somebody
who
cookies and likes to, like, maybe watch movies and stuff.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so he is dating Halston Sage after he ended his relationship with Sarah Brough. So Halston is one of his basic co-actresses, if you will, and they are together. He broke up less than a year from Sarah Brough, a swimmer that he dated. So he's moving on. I am into him. I mean, who isn't, right? Kim and Kanye into each other, but get this, they are actually seeing a sex doctor to save their relationship, allegedly. Okay, we would think that those two would have no problem in that department, right?
Well, Kim, definitely, it's the first time I saw her.
Right, exactly.
In Liv's giving me the eyes like, how dare you insult the Kardashians?
Well, they've called a love doctor to help them put the spark back in the marriage, which goes to prove, you know what, they're just like the rest of us. They tried counseling for a couple years, and now apparently they want to see if lightning can strike twice. And since having their kids, they're trying to put the sizzle back in their sexy time.
Well, I can help you out. Two things. All you need, okay?
You
pay me.
Be their doctor. I'm sure they pay well. Yeah.
Pay me the money. And that is the tea.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
On Thursdays, we like to help you out. We do something called group therapy. And today, I believe we'll be talking to Rachel. Is that right?
Yes. Okay, so Rachel needs our help. And this is a sticky family situation. So her mom's got an addiction, and her sister is in the mix, and everyone has beef, and they're battling.
That's never fun if you went through this in the family. All right, we're going to talk to her. You can hear her story and hopefully help her out. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes, so please hang out with us. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.